Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So we had a call come in at the very end of the hour, last hour, giving us a heads up on this news that's coming out of Washington, D.C., where a couple of big-name senators have proposed a new piece of legislation, the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010. According to the story at PrisonPlanet.com, basically anyone with a dissenting political opinion may now be considered a domestic terrorist. And indeed, this new bill will possibly detain people as enemy belligerents indefinitely and without trial based on something as generic as suspected activity. According to the story here, the bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states that suspected belligerents who are considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with a Miranda warning. A person is considered a high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. One, poses a threat of an attack on civilians or civilian facilities within the United States or U.S. facilities abroad. Two, poses a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Three, potential intelligence value. That's a pretty big one, huh? If you have potential intelligence value, you could be rounded up as a high-value detainee.
Right, which puts the sort of the onus of proof upon the people who would need to provide the proof, which is a very bad scenario. Essentially, you ask the bureaucrat that wants your butt put in jail whether or not it's a good idea to put your butt in jail. That's a bad idea every time. Oh, is this guy going to provide us with good intelligence? Well, of course he is.
Well, potentially. Potential is enough.
No.
Whether or not you have intelligence is not an issue. Whether they think you have intelligence, if they believe you have the potential.
Well, that's always what it's going to be, is whether they think you have it or not.
A couple things that are relevant here. After the there were two Supreme Court cases that were brought up. There was the Hamdi case and the Hamdan case that were brought up that had to do with the Bush administration, Guantanamo Bay suspects, the non-declaration of war, although that was really sort of a subtext that was never brought to the surface, and the fact that these guys weren't given habeas corpus hearings, okay? Now, they kept saying, we've been held for years. You can't keep doing this. And their lawyers were saying, you're holding us under U.S. law, so what are you going to do? After the Supreme Court ruled that they had to be given habeas corpus hearings, the Congress wrote the Military Commissions Act of 2006.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
And that one allowed the president to selectively lift habeas corpus in these military tribunals so that they wouldn't have to. Now, I don't.
Entirely illegal.
Yeah, completely. I mean, on so many levels. Completely unconstitutional. Congress is. Only Congress can lift habeas corpus. It's a universal lift of the writ of habeas corpus. I mean, it goes. It's very, very in depth. But in this is quite interesting because this is a situation. I don't know what the final outcome was of the 2006 Military Commissions Act. I believe that even that aspect of it with the habeas trials was overturned so that they are supposed to present them with habeas corpus hearings. But they drag their feet on it.
Yeah.
I don't. How much time? I don't know. Right. You're supposed to have a speedy trial. Now, the other thing about this is that, and I know that many people are going to be very alarmed.
They're going to deliver the body when they actually have a body.
Yeah. Right.
That's what habeas corpus.
And what exactly? What else alarms me, Ian, is okay. We don't know what this is going to do, but it seems very ambiguous, and I think a lot of alarm.
Well, I haven't even gotten to point 4 and 5 yet.
Okay. Well, I'll be real quick. I think many Americans would be very worried about this, right? But
well, no, probably not, because most Americans, I mean, some Americans would be worried, people like us, but most Americans will probably look at this and they'll say, well, I'm not an enemy combatant. I love the United States, so I don't have a problem.
Well, just a slightly different spin on this. What this also should indicate to people is just how lacking in understanding this lawyer, Joe Lieberman, and this former military guy, John McCain, are.
The bill's sponsors.
Yes, the bill's sponsors, in how their government is supposed to operate. Because what they're doing here, they're trying to address what they see as a problem on conservative talk radio. I can't believe that these people in Gitmo are going to be given over to the criminal court system of the United States and afforded Miranda rulings. What are you going to do, read Miranda rights on the battlefield? This shows you that McCain and Lieberman do not grasp what only three people grasped when Ron Paul presented a declaration of war, which is that you got to declare war. So they're trying to come up with some sort of an answer that they see as, it's innocuous. It's not going to put Americans in jeopardy and so on. Americans should feel jeopardized, it seems like. But also there's another lesson from this that I just wanted to mention, which is that it shows the towering edifice of ignorance that these guys, Lieberman and McCain and others like them who support this type of nonsense, stand for, because they don't address the core problem. The core problem is you don't need this type of legislation, you idiots, so that the guys don't have to read Miranda rights on the battlefield in Afghanistan or Iraq. Just make the battlefields
real battlefields,
for God's sake. And then you can hold them as POWs, and then you can try them under war crimes tribunals.
Well, and of course, this may apply here to the United States, where there is no battlefield, because I think they consider the entire United States,
the whole world. When you're at war with terror, Ian, the whole world is your battlefield.
Points number 4 and 5. These are the other criteria, the possible criteria. Again, a person will be considered a high value detainee if you fulfill one of these criteria. So the first were threats or potential threats to civilians or military, and if you have potential intelligence value, which is pretty generic. Number 4 is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Or number 5.
Because Al-Qaeda is a designation that was given by the CIA. Nobody says, I'm a member of Al-Qaeda. Here's my Al-Qaeda membership card.
Yeah.
Member since 2001.
So they'll
they
determine.
Don't have that. They don't even call it that. They say they're a member of the Mujahideen Allah Habin Dibajad, or whatever that. I mean, they say a bunch of different things that don't mean Al Qaeda to them.
Number 5.
Al Qaeda is some. Hold on, just before we go any farther. During the Cold War and during World War II, the United States had names for the airplanes from the other side. During World War II, the Japanese planes were called a bunch of different girls' names, like the Sallies and I can't even remember. There was, of course, the Zero, and then everything else was called some girl's name. And, during the Cold War, they had the names that they gave the Russian, fish bed and fox bat and all these other terms for their fighter planes. The Russians didn't call their F-25 or whatever it is, fox bat, a fox bat. We called it that. So you can't say that if somebody says that they're flying a fox bat, that they're in trouble, because they're not going to call it that.
Number 5, such other matters as the president considers appropriate.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
There you go. Big one. I mean, as though number 3 weren't wide-cutting enough.
No wonder you want to get to those things, Ian.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Such other matters as the president considers appropriate. Now, if you recall, there was all this legislation, it muddles together for me, so I don't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But there was one another piece of legislation, I believe, that went through last year or sometime in the recent past, that essentially left a door wide open to where any kind of disaster situation or any situation in which the president considers appropriate, they can bring military troops into a town.
That was the elimination of the posse comitatus.
Yeah, I just don't remember what
military commissions act.
I don't think that. I think it was more recent than that. I think it was within the Obama administration when that one passed. But I'm not positive. It all
runs
together.
I thought it was late Bush.
It all runs together for me. I mean, I'm not somebody who follows this stuff real
They're
real
all
close.
The same to me.
Yeah, they're writing words down on paper that are preparing to justify whatever it is that they're thinking about doing. And they've got all the pieces in place that they need, pretty much. They've been putting them in place for the last decade. They've got all the pieces in place. Of course, Obama just signed the re-up on the Patriot Act last week. So they've got all the pieces in place to implement a martial law situation in this country, to round up whoever it is that they want to, label them an enemy combatant, or now the new enemy belligerent term.
But
this hasn't passed yet.
It didn't stop them from doing it before, though. They did it with Jose Padilla.
No, that's what I'm saying. It hasn't stopped them in the past, but it's going to essentially legalize the process even more so than it might have been in the past. Because now they'll be able to look at, they'll be able to just point to their laws and say, well, see, it says right here we can do this. Oh, we're sorry. You got your loved one here in this prison cell? Well, he's an enemy belligerent, and the president has decided that it's appropriate for us to hold him indefinitely without trial. 800-259-9231. Just make sure you pay your taxes now. Support your government. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Duty, honor, family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our webcam. You can go and get interactive. You can watch the show produced live. You can also chat with other listeners. There's a chat room in the cam all on the same page. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam. www.freetalklive.com.
By watching the show produced live, you mean like seeing us sit here and talk during the commercial?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Stuff.
Right. So, critical thinking question.
Gardner. People like it. What can you?
Yeah, people want to see the cam, no doubt. And it's a better quality feed,
because
right?
You guys are good-looking guys. It is a better quality.
Better than what?
Better quality feed than the stream?
No.
No?
No.
My mistake. Critical thinking question, Gardner.
Yes.
Okay. Why would something that's so good for us, like public education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, or funded by the use of force. Maybe there's something else going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
That's schoolsucksproject.com. Yeah, it's a great, great show. In fact, Brett from the School Sucks Project, School Sucks Podcast, is going to be one of the speakers at the upcoming 2010 Liberty Forum coming up here in less than 2 weeks. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn about who all is going to be speaking there, because it's not just him. There's a whole list of distinguished guests. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Mark, let's jump into an email. You've got something. Somebody is upset, predictably, over our position on the borders.
Upset. I didn't say upset, just okay. Somebody who has other ideas.
All right, let's hear it.
You love a bad email so much, that you're sort of expecting something like this to come on. But actually, my computer's froze.
All right, well, then I'll tell you what. We'll talk about
Can I just mention one thing?
Yeah.
On the break, we were bringing this up, and this whole thing about this McCain-Lieberman enemy belligerence bill. I just wanted to mention, for those people who do want to look it up, the way this goes, basically in the U.S. laws, is there are a couple people who were snatched up, the Hamdan case and the Hamdi case, just prior in the early 2000s, and they were held without habeas corpus hearings. They brought a suit. The Supreme Court ruled that they had to be given habeas corpus hearings. Then in 2006, Congress responded by writing the Military Commissions Act. The Military Commissions Act gave the president the power to selectively lift habeas corpus for certain individuals. The Supreme Court originally was not going to hear the challenge to that from a guy named Boumediene, and then they ended up hearing it a year later. So in 2008, they ruled that habeas corpus rights must be extended to alien unlawful enemy combatants, as the term has been used now and invented by these politicians.
Uh-huh.
And this new proposal from McCain and Lieberman is their stupid, childish attempt to try to get around it.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that the Supreme Court did decide that habeas corpus had to be extended to the enemy, so-called enemy combatants. So now they're coming up with enemy belligerent, so as to start that process all over again, to where the Supreme Court...
Now we're not going to call them enemy combatants no more. We're going to call them enemy belligerent.
Right, so then the Supreme Court would theoretically have to also review this, and who knows how many years it'll take to get around to that point.
Right,
that kind of
and the politicians can keep on coming up with stupid labels until they're done doing whatever it is they're doing, and then...
Enemy hula hoopers!
Slapped down by the...
But what does it tell us that they are so resistant to declaring war? There is a huge 800-pound gorilla in this room, and it is the fact that they won't declare war. Why will they not just do what the Constitution allows them to do? Declare war. And then this is all resolved. But they won't do it. There's something happening here, and it bothers me greatly. I don't
What's
know
your if speculation?
It, well, I go towards the conspiratorialists here to say I think that they don't want to declare war because they want to have give the president the power to use the military anytime, anywhere, for any purpose, and arrest anyone he damn well pleases.
And who do they declare war against anyway? I mean,
well,
can you declare war against Al-Qaeda?
Well, they could have declared war against they could have declared war against Iraq, and they didn't. They shouldn't have, but they could have, and they did not.
Yeah.
They could have, instead of declaring war, and they could have declared war against Al-Qaeda if they wanted to. It's a bit of a stretch.
Really? You don't have to declare war against the state?
But what they should have done in that case was gone through with letters of mark and reprisal.
Mm.
And then they could have hired people to go after these guys, and it would have been
a lot cheaper.
Exactly.
They did that.
But that
wouldn't benefit the military-industrial complex.
No.
If they just went and
did
letters of mark and reprisal.
And it wouldn't have done the Orwellian thing of watering down everybody's concept of what is a war. The war on terror. The war on drugs.
Yeah.
The war on poverty. The war on everything. You know?
Well, I know what a war is still, even despite all of those different titles. It's where the government hurts people.
Well stated.
Yeah. I mean, whether it's drug users or alleged terrorists or whoever it is we're talking about, they hurt people. All right, Mark, you did pull up the email successfully.
Yeah, I unfroze here. So anyway, this is from Jim. Hi, Mark. I was reflecting on the topic of open borders in a free society yesterday. And if the ability to secure the freedoms we have by birthright, and boy, I hate that term, could be protected from an assault by any person or group of people that may wish to make North America their home, and how that would happen. Before the European colonialists invaded an already present and massive confederacy of Native Americans, I don't know that there was much of a confederacy, but we can call it that if you want, a nation existed of multiple tribes of people that lived in union amongst each other that are attributed into the model of the Articles of Confederation and the Constitution of these United States were based on. Consider this enlightening observation of how the Native Americans lived before our ancestors entered their unprotected open borders. And he has a link here. Natural freedom, and here's a quote from it, natural freedom is the only object of the policy of the Native Americans. For this freedom, with this freedom do nature and climate rule alone amongst them. Native Americans maintain their freedom and find abundant nourishment and are people who live without laws, without police, without religion. And that's from Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the Jesuit and the savage in New France.
Notice
that before our ancestors arrived on their shores, the Native Americans lived without laws, without police. And I hold a conflict with Jean-Jacques Rousseau in the opinion that Native Americans held a religion.
Right.
They honored the Great Spirit, just not the Catholic religion.
Yeah.
American history stands that a flourishing, freedom-loving civilization that engaged in trade amongst each other, and evidence shows they traded with the Chinese and the Vikings, were reduced to a dead shadow of what they once were, kindly giving blankets to the at the direction of George Washington, affected with measles, taken as human slaves, raped, marched to their death in the Trail of Tears. Their mainstay of food, the buffalo, killed by the hundreds of thousands under Andrew Jackson for entertainment, corralled and placed on a reservation out of white man's way. Nice
it's
outcome
tragic.
For their open borders. Look at them now.
So he's essentially paranoid, saying that people are going to come in and take over if the borders are open. Is that the idea?
Well, I think everyone here can agree that probably immigration to this country would increase if we were to get rid of all immigration laws, right?
Probably, I suppose.
I think that's what his concern is. And then,
But his concern is that they're going to be violent and they're going to hurt people and take over by force. Is that the idea, that these four Mexicans that are going to come up here and Guatemalans?
He's making a case that has happened before, and then what could happen?
Ludicrous. We'll come back with more here. We can talk about it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, ring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 Truth Group, send your requests to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Thin Glove technology and makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow!
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow! From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all over at pbs.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies summer internship program is now accepting applications. Gardner, you ever taught one of these This is their seminar program.
Yes.
Their summers, have you ever taught one of their seminars?
I have never taught one. I've been to two of the seminars, and they're amazing.
I see. Yeah. Well, some of the topics for this year is liberty in education, radicals for capitalism, ideas of a free society. There's a total of 11, and they're in major cities across the country. The IHS provides meals and housing. All you have to do is get your young college age butt to the location. The deadline for registration is March the 31st. Really, really. If you don't register by March the 31st, you will not be going to one of the IHS's summer seminars. So go to libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com and register today.
Okay. Before we get back to the calls, I want to make sure we have a chance to address this email appropriately here. Mark, did you finish the email or is there more to it?
No, there's significantly more.
Significantly. All right. Well, so far this guy has basically said that we should be afraid of opening borders and allowing free people to come here and make a better life for themselves, because it could be like the slaughter of the American Indians, where people, a thirsting horde of people, come over across the border and just start slaughtering people.
It happened, didn't it?
Okay, yeah, it did happen. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's
happening now.
What do you mean?
Is it happening now?
No, but the concern, the point he's making here is that we have to have laws that control immigration. Do we have those?
So, yes, what we're getting here is the argument against the anarcho-capitalist view that you can have societal organization without government, and that society can respond to an invading force, essentially. I don't know how
I'm for freedom, Gardner. I'm for freedom and people crossing borders, yes. And I am neither an anarchist nor a capitalist.
Yes.
So I don't like really that term, anarcho-capitalist, personally, yes. Applied to that. It's just the idea of freedom when it comes to borders or not.
I think what you've got here are two different arguments. One is... and this tends, you know, I don't want to try to twist it towards the free market argument, but it was really not until government started to get involved that you started to see this mass extermination of the Indians. And the very early colonies were, of course, established under British law, but there were variations between them. In the New England colonies, in some instances, you had a lot of good trade. The people there worked with the Indians. They didn't have a lot of firepower, military might behind them. They couldn't take advantage of these guys. They traded with them. They were peaceful, and the Indians traded back.
They did have forts along the Connecticut River, as I recall. I believe that several of the towns were called number one, number as two, it,
and
number,
yeah,
number
old
three.
Fort, I've been old fort number 42
number four,
or something.
No, it's number four.
Down in Massachusetts.
Like, oh, no, number four is up in Walpole.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep. And so those things started to grow, I think, as the organization got more powerful. The colonial organization got more powerful. So it's a very interesting thing to look at. I don't know how much time we can devote to it, but I think there's a bit of a difference between the argument against the anarcho free market. Essentially what he's doing is he's posing an argument really about, can an anarcho free market society withstand and respond to quickly enough an aggressive encroachment by some other force from outside their particular zone? Is essentially what we're looking at.
And then you have the answer is yes.
Well, I was going to say you have two splits from that. One is a gradual advancement, which would be the immigration argument.
Yeah.
And then that it seems to have been transmogrified because of the colonial influence by the various British and French kingdoms, you know. So it's I hope I'm distinguishing this properly.
Well, I think one of the issues is that you're talking about people who are more technologically advanced immigrating into an area where into an area where they were less technologically advanced.
You mean the colonialists versus the Indians?
Isn't that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about here.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're talking about Mexican peasants or and Chinese peasants, which is essentially what we're dealing with here. When you look at the two countries where people come from to this country the most without illegally. You're talking about people who are technologically not nearly as advanced. The only weapon that they can employ is the weapon of governance. And if they can employ that weapon, it's only because it exists and it's been handed over to them. I don't propose that people who come here be able to vote in order to take away rights of people who are currently here. I'm just saying they should be able to come and work and provide for their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It seems to me that this is really paranoid. I mean, the idea that a bunch of people are going to come here, whether from China or Mexico or wherever it is they're coming from, and come here and start shooting. What's stopping them from doing that right now? I mean, there's nothing stopping them from doing an assault on Precinct 13, like the John Carpenter movie from 1980, going in and just taking out the cops. If you have a horde of people coming across the border, then you've got more people than they do at that point. And so where is the big threat? Is the suggestion that because there's some guys out there driving around cop cars that all the immigrants that are supposedly going to be mad murderers are just... holding back and not following through with their plan to slaughter the United States population? If that's the case, if that's what this emailer actually believes, then in the market society...
That's not what he's saying at all. I mean, you're really mischaracterizing this
emailer.
He's
talking about the Indians being slaughtered by the white people, right?
He talked about it over a long period of time. That's not how it happened. They just didn't walk in here and start killing Indians, man.
Mm.
I mean,
that would seem to be like a possible scary scenario, the idea that people are going to come in and just start killing people.
That would be a real invasion. Okay.
Right.
He's not talking about invasion. He's talking about immigration.
Okay, but it sounded to me like he was talking about the extermination of the
Indians. If you'd like me to read the whole email, I can do that. But you appear to want to take callers. What do you want
to
do?
I'm telling you. Did he not reference? Maybe I'm not clear on what part you've actually read. Wasn't he talking about how the Indians were slaughtered by the white people?
He referenced more than 200 years worth of
obviously
history.
It didn't happen overnight. Obviously that didn't happen overnight. But the scary thing that he's coming up with here is they're gonna come kill us.
You're mischaracterizing.
That's what he's talking about.
Mischaracterizing.
Didn't you hear that, Guard?
Mark, that's the impression that I got. His argument was a nation or a society that allows foreigners in like that could run the risk of going the same direction of what happened to the Indians.
And that's absolutely a significantly better characterization of what he's talking about here.
Well, that's just changing the words. He says running the risk of what happened.
Hyperbolic, over-the-top characterization that immigrants are leprosidic, dog-eating, evil hordes coming from across the border.
He just said they could slaughter and kill people.
Well, and the question is, those of us, I mean, we're looking at this in abstract terms right now regarding theory as theory is applied theory, let's say. So the final point really is what we have to address, which is, unfortunately, the final point is if some controls, i.e. state or government controls, are not instituted to control immigrants, to assimilate them or do something, then it seems like he's saying you run the risk of going in that, having that as a result. The end result would be you could potentially get wiped out.
With a marketplace in protection, you'll have better protection services than you currently have today. So if the police in their cars are enough to scare away the invading hordes of killers, then the market protection services will be more than sufficient. Let's go to Colin in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. We can continue the email in a bit. Colin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking calls.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I guess two things. First, in the comparison between the immigration today and invasion of the Americas is kind of ludicrous, just because of the same like susceptibility to disease doesn't like it doesn't apply to the people that live in the Americas now. You know what I mean?
Well, there's one of the concerns, one of the things that's been, what I feel are probably red herrings that's been trotted out up to this point is disease-resistant tuberculosis, that there's a lot of that down there below south of the border, and they're bringing it up here. They've also said things like leprosy, so they are attempting to use this particular bugbear to scare people.
Colin, I know you said you had a second point, so hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. We'll also continue with this guy's email. Maybe you're right, Mark, maybe it doesn't get as paranoid later on, but it certainly sounded pretty paranoid in the beginning. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works. You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are totally free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Actually, it's more than 1%. It's more like 7 or 8%. So head on over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, although I think it's only 4% on electronic devices. There's just not as much of a margin there for Amazon. Anyway, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Get your shopping done.
When it comes to personal protection, what do top police, military, and civilian self-defense instructors get for themselves, their families, and recommend for you? It's the Tiger Light non-lethal defense system. You can go check it out at tiger.freetalklive.com. There is a special rate there at tiger.freetalklive.com for our listeners. I have one, Ian has one, and they're an awesome, awesome little device. It's a combination flashlight and pepper spray all in one, and you have it with you when you need it, in your hand, ready to go, unlike every other weapon out there. And it has the stopping power of a handgun at close range. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue here. Colin is on the line with us in Washington talking about an email that is suggesting that if there were possibly open borders in this country and people were able to come here freely, as a true free country should be, that there could be a horde of people coming here with the intent to slaughter Americans. Now, he doesn't use that terminology in his emails. He just kind of suggests that the same thing could happen to us as happened to the American Indians. And so Colin was on the line with us here commenting on that. Go ahead with your thoughts, Colin.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say again that really seems the main, like, pretty much the most important factor in why it was so easy to colonize the Americas was just because the Europeans had disease resistance on their side.
Like, they also had guns, too. Didn't the fact they had guns help?
Well, yeah, but they killed like 60 to 80%, like up to like 90% of some tribes were dead before they ever even saw Europeans. Just
and let's not forget the very powerful fire water and sugar. Were both things that that they'd never experienced before and didn't have didn't really understand how to deal with.
It's like the Australian Aboriginals. I mean, the two stories are very analogous. And when I was in Australia, I was looking forward very much to seeing and meeting some of the Aboriginal guys to find out more about them. And I found out I was really sort of shocked to find that most of them were homeless guys out on the streets in Brisbane, and it was pretty sad until I got way out in the bush. Then it was a different matter. But you know, it's interesting. There are so many factors involved here, and so many questions that pop up regarding the American Indians and what happened to them at the hands of the Western so-called civilized peoples. You say, okay, they had technology, they had firearms, they had these types of things that the Indians didn't have. Were those developments caused by some state organization? And if they weren't, what brought these sorts of things about? The Indians didn't have these sorts of things. Does that show that laissez-faire would not develop the weapons of warfare that would be required to be able to address some other invading force? And so we're sort of mixing an immigration concept here with a question about, can laissez-faire combat and address the threats that are posed by organized, top-down, coercive state agencies?
What do you say to that, Greg?
Well, the Indian problem is one that has so many things mixed into it, because we're looking at very different cultures. And I can't really answer the question of if the Indians had developed in some other way. It's very difficult for me. I would have to probably do a little more research on that and do more reading on it and see what people like Rothbard and others might have written.
Sorry to interrupt you there, but the other point I came over to make, so I'm the Native American Studies program at the college here in Olympia.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any of you guys are very familiar with Native American political theory, because it does exist.
Okay. And no, we're not.
Yeah.
And there's a book that we read in my program this year by a guy named Dayage Alfred, who's a Ganawage Mohawk from Ontario. The reservation straddles the U.S. Canadian border and stuff.
Yeah.
But, well, he considers himself an enemy of capitalism and such. But the whole political theory that they have, and it's an ancient like political doctrine, is very individualist and very, I mean, there's no state structure at all. It's very anti-state, and I don't know. And just seeing as how Native American communities, which still exist, I don't know. Do you guys even have Indian reservations in New Hampshire?
There's not a single one in New Hampshire. The Abenaki were so destroyed that they just don't exist any longer. Mm. There's some people that claim to be Abenaki that look a lot like white people that are trying to get named Abenaki. But I don't know how in the world you would prove that. I mean, there's no one to test in order to say that you are in fact Abenaki.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. But over here in the West, we still got a lot of reservations and stuff, and they already have direct dealings with the federal government. They're sort of officially autonomous. You know, they're called domestic dependent nations.
Yes.
The idea. But, I mean, for the whole secession idea, I mean, those are the whole, like the thing with Pine Ridge back in 2007. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great place to start, because their tradition of individuality, government by consensus, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm going to leave that one to Russell Means. It would be really I agree with you that the Indian nations are ripe for secession. However, they have some additional problems, which are most of them are self-contained inside of a nation, and that's difficult to deal with. Secondly, I'm a white guy. No one's gonna. I can't lie about having Indian blood. And so if I go in there and say, "All right, let's go and secede. Come on, fellas, follow me." Like, that's just, it's just disingenuous and stupid. It's as dumb as me going down to Haiti and leading them to freedom.
I don't know. I think you might be surprised at the penchant for compromise that the Indians have these days.
Right. A lot of them are receiving funds from the government. I remember there was a
that's a big issue there.
There was
welfare recipients.
Yeah, the Bureau of Indian Affairs or Bureau of Land Management or something like that. There is an actual Bureau of Indian Affairs, I think. And there was a story from the turn of the around 2000 that John Stossel did. John Stossel goes to Washington when he was working back at ABC News, and he took a look at a couple of different Indian reservations. One of them, I don't know how they did it, but essentially they rejected the federal government's help, and all of a sudden they started to flourish. So without
Florida?
I'm sorry?
Was it in Florida?
I'm not positive. It's been years since I've seen it, but it was. It's worth a watch if anybody can pull it up online or wherever you can find it. John Stossel goes to Washington. In the video, he compares different situations, one with government involvement, another without. So he looks at an airport that doesn't have a government owner, and he looks at an airport that does. And, you know, he compares the difference between the two. And he also looks at Indian reservations where one of them has thrown off the yokes of the federal government's requirements and their mandates, and basically said, look, we don't want your money anymore. We're going to just do it ourselves. And it was at that point that all of a sudden the shacks started to be turned into real homes. The drunks stopped just being everywhere, just littering themselves around the street. I mean, it literally was a night and day comparison and incredibly persuasive. So I highly recommend that that anybody who's particularly interested in things Indian in regards to the federal government take a look at that John Stossel special, because for me it was a real shocking comparison. Like, I mean, it was an S-hole. These places, these Indian reservations are S-holes, and until they get out from under the thumb of the federal government, which is my understanding most of them have not done.
Yeah,
you know, one of the worst things, too, is that the Indians don't own the land that they live on. It's owned by the federal government and then entrusted to them. Mm. So they can't use it as collateral for a loan or anything. They don't. Like, there's really all of the opportunities that they would have for.
Yeah, so take your welfare check and buy some alcohol. I mean, that's what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, make the state some money as well.
Now, I just wanted to get your feedback while you're with us quickly, because, you know, I look at this question on the email, and it does open up a lot of avenues for exploration, especially for those of us who do believe in laissez-faire and those of us who do oppose the abstract notion of the state on principle and for economic reasons. And what fascinates me is that we are often told that there are no examples of societies that have existed without government, which is false. There were, as Murray Rothbard has pointed out, for nearly 1,000 years in Irish history, they had a clan system that wasn't super violent and repelled invaders and accepted newcomers in Ireland. The Viking Age, Viking Age Icelandic people living in Iceland existed for 500 years before they moved out because of environmental reasons. It got too cold. So the Indian question is a great one. I'd like to read more about that.
Tell you what, Colin, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm going to dig around. Maybe I can find a clip from the John Stossel thing. Maybe. We'll see. Hour number 3 is on the way. Either way, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.